This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. We have a vaccine. That's amazing. This is truly an incredible feat and one that clearly was championed by President Trump. Now, predictably, the first shipment of the vaccine went to the Portland area, of course. When will we see it here? Well, who knows? One would think it would be distributed to hospitals and nursing homes throughout the state, and that may yet be the case. We'll just have to see. But I want to focus on the amazing achievement of having not one, but soon two COVID-19 vaccines available just 9 short months after the pandemic took hold in the United States. That feat is absolutely incredible. When you consider that a typical vaccine takes 4 to 5 years to bring to market, and we did it in just 9 short months for a brand new virus, that, my friends, is nothing short of incredible. But as with everything President Trump did and said, the major media took exception. When he announced Operation Warp Speed last spring, the national media poo-pooed the announcement, claiming that nothing he could do would bring us a vaccine anytime before the end of perhaps next year. When he announced this summer that we'd have a vaccine before year's end, well, the national media poo-pooed that as wild speculation, and nearly every major media outlet trotted out their so-called experts to tell us it was physically impossible to get a vaccine this year. When he announced in October we were very close and should definitely see the vaccine before year's end, well, the major media laughed and giggled and told us it was simply a campaign stunt and could never happen. And they were dead wrong. They simply showed us that they are indeed the fake news media that the president has decried his entire term. They were not just wrong, they were absolutely, positively wrong. But then again, what else is new? So now we have the vaccine. Let's look at the last 2 weeks. First, while the UK and Canada had approved the vaccine and started immunizing their populations, well, our CDC scheduled a meeting to discuss if they'd approve emergency use. I found it pathetic that on a day when America had its highest death rate from COVID this year, the CDC took the recommendation of approval from their committee and scheduled a meeting 3 days later to consider those findings. After that, they were considering a 2-day period to deliberate before issuing final approval. Had there been any other president in office, we'd still be waiting for that approval. But instead, the White House pressured the CDC, and they were suddenly able to grant approval the next day, and the shipments began last weekend. Did our national media learn anything from Operation Warp Speed and this vaccine? Absolutely not. They just continue on with their partisan hack reporting. How did we get to this position of having a vaccine in record time? Simple. We put a businessman in the White House rather than another do-nothing-say-everything politician. President Trump, the businessman, knew how to cut through the red tape, put the right people in place, and work the bloated system to achieve a historic result that will probably save thousands of lives over the next 6 months. And how did we reward our life-saving president? Well, we voted him out of office in favor of another old political hack. Makes me wonder about the intelligence of America. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.